Shalom to all! Today's daf is Kalayim Daf Tes, and we are starting about the second line with the word Vikasha, and in Vilna Tzurso Daf, it's near the beginning of Hayomid Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar, Bas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, yesterday we had brought a Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish regarding one who throws two kernels, one wheat and one barley, out of his hand, intending for them to be planted together. Rabbi Yechon says he's Potter, whereas Reish Lakish says he's Chayiv, because he intended to plant them together, even though they didn't land next to each other. However, now the Gemara says Vikasha, now we have a question. Matam Rabbi Shimon Lakish. What's Reish Lakish's reasoning? In that which he said, since he threw it out of his hand in order to plant it, he'd be chayiv. Rabbi Yudah Aymer Eine Kalayim. Rabbi Yudah and our Mishnah had said, that's not Kalayim in such a case. In other words, how would Reish Lakish explain Shitas Rabbi Yudah in our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Pasar Lo, we could explain it as follows, Ad Shah Shatanuach. The Rabbi Yudah doesn't asur it until it rests. And once it rests, it would be asur. But once they rest on the ground, then he would be chayiv. Ask the Gemara of Atani, we have a braisa that we quote at the end of yesterday's Gemara, Rabbi Yudah Mat. The Rabbi Yehuda allows this lechatchila. Mashma, loyafilu nacha Rabbi Yehuda matir. Doesn't mean that even if they rest on the ground, Rabbi Yehuda would be matir. Now let's just clarify this question. We already know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two seeds is not kalayim. And what we're saying here is that ki'ilu, Rabbi Yehuda is saying to Tanakama, even if two seeds were to be kalayim, in this case it's not. And our question is, why would it not be kalayim if they're planted right next to each other? So Amar Rav Hila answers, Rav Shem ben Lakish kedaite, Reish Lakish is l'shitasai. Dam Rav Shem ben Lakish, Rav Shem Chizkia, Reish Lakish says the name of Chizkia, Reish tar mechurva mutter. A Reish tar coming from an empty patch of ground is permitted. Now let's explain this concept of Reish tar. It's going to come up in the next parak, so let's try to understand it. Reish tar literally means the head or the tip of a row. And the general idea is that if the tip of a row of barley, for example, protrudes towards a field of wheat, there's no issue of kalayim, even though they're really close to each other, because it's clear that these are two distinct areas and these two species are not planted together. But let's just delve into it a little bit more. Imagine we have two patches of ground, a square and a triangle, and the point of the triangle is up against one of the sides of the square. As if you were to push it in, it would poke into the square. Another way you could imagine this is, let's say you were to put your hand on your hip, that forms a triangle, meaning your elbow is the tip of the triangle, and then you stand next to somebody, so the point of your elbow meets up with the flat side of his body. So back to our patches of ground, the square has wheat planted in it, and the triangle has barley planted in it. So Reish tar means that the tip of this patch of barley is not considered kalayim with the wheat because it's in a Reish tar formation. It looks like the tip of a different row. It looks like the tip of a different field or patch of ground, if you will. And therefore, they're clearly not planted next to each other and there's no problem of kalayim. Now, Chizkia takes us a step further and he holds that even if this triangular patch of ground doesn't have any barley planted in it, still, one kernel of barley is allowed to be planted at the tip of that triangle right next to the wheat. Again, even though there isn't the required shir hachaka. And why is that? Because it's clearly two separate patches of ground. Because we can view this one kernel of barley as if it's a reish tar, as if it's the tip of a row or the tip of a totally separate patch of ground. And once again, we would say that it doesn't look like they're planted together. Now, Reish Lakish takes us a step further in Shitas Rabbi Yudah, that when just one kernel of wheat and one kernel of barley are planted together, they technically can each be viewed as a separate Reish tar, as if the barley kernel is the tip of a row of barley and the wheat kernel is the tip of a row of wheat and they're not planted together. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda would allow this even lechatchila. Now, that's how based on top of the Gemara says, Me'at, if that's really so, afilu shnei chitun sa'ira, then Rabbi Yehuda should allow this lechatchila even when we're dealing with two kernels of wheat and one kernel of barley. V'chein hi, is that really so? We know that's not so. V'hataninan, our Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yehuda told us clearly, that a person is going to be chayv if he plants two kernels of wheat and one of barley, or one of wheat and two of barley, or one wheat, one barley, one spelt. But technically, based off the way that we just explained this concept of Reish tar, Rabbi Yehuda should allow all three of them to be planted together, because each kernel could be viewed as its own individual Reish tar. So Gemara says, Pasar lo, we could explain it as follows, we have one kernel of wheat here, another kernel of wheat there, and gadar mikan Gadar mikan, a fence here and a fence there, usayra chavusha be'emtza, and the barley is completely surrounded in the middle. So let's just try to get a visual for this, and it's actually pretty easy. Take a look at the words at the end of this perek, hadron alach hachiten. The case Rabbi Yehuda is talking about in our Mishnah, that would be asr midairaisa, is referring to where he had planted wheat, barley, and then wheat. So the word hadron would be a kernel of wheat, alach would be barley, and hachiten would be wheat. Now there's also two fences here. Where are these two fences? So the last line of the first perek is fence number one, and the first line of the next perek is fence number two. So here we have the word alach, which is our kernel of barley, being completely surrounded on all sides. So even though our two kernels of wheat, the word hadron and the word hachiten, could be viewed as their own separate Reish Tar, the word Alach can't be viewed as a Reish Tar because there is no possibility of planting more barley to consider this word Alach as the tip of a row. It's being blocked by a fence above and a fence below, and wheat on the right side and wheat on the left side. So that's the case we're talking about in our Mishnah, that it would be usur if a person plants two and one, because we don't have a possibility of making each one of these kernels as their own individual Reish Tar. Now we just conclude the Gemara, Amar of Matanya. Rav Matanya says, Hadad Tamer, this tells us, She'ein Sham Churva, that there isn't any open space over here. Avalam Yesham Churva, Mutar. But if there was some open space, it would be permitted. Namely, if one of the fences were missing, so that means that we would be able to view this kernel of barley in the middle as a Reish Tar. So that's mashma del chatchila, it would be permitted to do this according to Reb Yehuda. Hadron al-Chachitin, Mazlur finishing the first parak of Maseches Kelayim, just like we were zecher to finish this parak together. We should be zecher to finish the entire Maseches together. And of course, all of Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with a brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.